Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Committing?
Apparently the guy, you know, he's finally doing his job because a Memphis Tiger basketball recruit that he's after is going to make a decision. They've set a decision.
Praise God.
Because he might as well be Saul Smith to you. Unreal.
No, we will hold them all accountable, John.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay, you agree that Saul is one of the all-time worst assistants in college basketball history.
Yeah, do you understand it wasn't a comparison of the two as assistants? It's a comparison for us that we hold all assistants accountable
yes.
for their jobs? You
for
realize
sure.
that.
Yes.
I agreed with you
I just think
Mike is unlike any assistant in the country. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Mike to help his bio?
No, I just think...
Anything you want to add?
I think eliciting Saul's name was unnecessary.
No, my point was all of them.
Okay.
From Saul... To your special one, Mike.
So, no.
The one that's unlike any other in the country.
All right. Saul brought in Matt Stanley. Mike Miller brought in Boogie Ellis, Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quiñones.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that.
Right know. Now, 0-0.
Oh, my God.
Let's get a shot in, Mike. Let it fly. And let's get them committed. We're holding them all accountable, John.
Jason, you smoking them black and miles this morning?
Bro, what y'all smoking?
Man, I mean, you think Mike Miller is a terrible recruiter.
I think he's a great recruiter who's going to lock down two of these three, isn't he?
I think he will get two of the three.
Okay.
I think he will get two of the three.
Good.
We'll discuss which two when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Side of the bed, cooler than the other side of the pillow, yeah. Act a fool because there's nothing to prove because the proof is in the pudding, do tell.
The Live Love Memphis Group is currently working with an investor who's paying cash for homes that are not on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County. So if you're thinking about selling your home and you don't want to deal with the stress of getting it ready to go on the market, then they would love to hear from you. All you got to do is send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. And the team at Live Love is going to do a free analysis.
Yeah, this is something you're going to want to do, like I said, because there's no obligation to sell, nor will you ever be hassled to sell. They're not going to stay on you after you do this and find out how much you can get. The Live Love Memphis Group will simply tell you what the investor is going to pay, and then it's up to you from their side if you want to sell or not. But the power is in the knowledge, like we talked about. See how much cash you can get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. Again, get your pen, get your pencil, very important, investor@livelovememphis.com. Find out how much investor will pay for your home. Why not?
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
The Memphis Express will play on Sunday. They're playing the Birmingham Iron, as a matter of fact. There it is. Taking off. Really, we're just trying to get off the ground at 1-5. All right. That's probably more accurate. The Birmingham Iron 4-2. Here's the thing we all care about Sunday's game at Liberty Bowl Memorial.
Who are the starting linebackers for the Express?
Nope.
That's what I care about.
I think we all assumed when the Express signed Johnny Manziel, there's a pretty good chance he'd be starting on Sunday, just coming in right off the couch. And he says he's been working out. The Express, or more specifically their general manager, Will Lewis, talked to the Commercial Appeal, and that question was asked, will Johnny Manziel play on Sunday? Will he start on Sunday? And I don't know. You guys tell me. My feeling is, sounds like they're going to try to get him in, but I don't know if it's starting. You tell me. Here's what Memphis general manager Will Lewis told the Commercial Appeal. In most cases, when you get into a situation like this, you have to figure out how familiar the new guy is with the offensive system you're running. And that's part of the initial conversations and more conversations that will take place Monday and Tuesday. Here we go. But going back to what he ran at Texas A&M and comparing that to the concepts we run here, there's a good amount of familiarity. Are we saying that what the Express runs is what Texas? Anyway, which leads you to believe you can put together a package or two for him where he'd be comfortable. Lewis said the team's going to make sure he's prepared. Here's the other interesting thing I'll read from his direct quote. I think you can give him some things he can execute at a good level. Again, sounds like they're giving it to him in pieces. I don't know that you can have the whole thing ready for him by Sunday, but you don't want to throw him out there before he's ready just because people want to see him. I think there was some of that in Canada, speaking of Johnny's time in the Canadian Football League, so you want to make sure he's prepared and set up for success. Judging from that, does it sound like to you guys that they're ready to hand the reins over to him and start under center on Sunday?
No, and it's a massive, massive, massive mistake. I mean, I just don't understand the point of bringing him in to not play him. I guess maybe they could play him. But to me, if you're going to do this, you suck. Your team sucks. You have no chance of making the playoffs. There is no reason for me, the casual Memphian, right, to come out and see the game unless you announce Johnny Manziel as a starter, period. That's what it boils down to. So if you're going to bring him in and you're going to subject yourself to, you know, you're going to get both sides, right? You're going to get, oh my God, this is awesome, and oh my God, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to subject yourself to that sort of divisiveness, you might as well start the dude. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me to just have him standing in a uniform on the sideline.
I think they just have to say that. I would be shocked if he doesn't start.
Well, wouldn't you want to – if you – it shouldn't be a have to say that for the rest of the team because more important thing at this point for this franchise is getting people to that stadium.
Well,
no,
but I agree. But I'm saying for just to say that for the public perception, like for the team, like, hey, you know, we're gonna get him in. We're gonna try to show him the ropes, catch him, get him up to speed, and everything. I think they have to say stuff like that. I would be shocked if he doesn't start because what's going to happen? Well, look, I was at the last Express home game. The fans get a little restless sometimes, and dude, people will be yelling.
Well, that's and then when there's
the
only
whole entire
a couple
game.
Thousand of them, you can hear them. You know what I mean? You hear everything they're yelling.
Yeah. So I mean, I'd be really shocked if he doesn't start.
Yeah. All right. Maybe they do have to say that, but I it'd be a huge mistake to me.
Again, say it for who?
Right. Are you
like,
protecting
we act like
or Brandon
we
Silvers?
We act like this. That's what I would go to. I would get it if this was the NFL, if it was any kind of football we were all watching and invested in at this point.
And you were going somewhere.
The thing is, let's be real, it's on life support here.
Yes.
Particularly, and maybe nationally, possibly. I don't know, the ratings still have been decently solid, but nobody's talking about it here. And so in a regular situation, no, you wouldn't throw him out there. But in fairness to him, if he doesn't think he's ready to I imagine if it's Johnny Manziel, the one that I know, he does and would think he's ready in this league, probably thinks he can dominate it right off the bat. So I would go all in. What have you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
What, a Johnny Manziel getting hurt? Then you move on to the next one. That's
no
the point.
Question.
At this point, here's my bottom line. The most important thing for this franchise is getting people excited about it and getting butts in seats down at Liberty Bowl. You have to start it now. Otherwise, you risk the chance of losing this thing forever. People are going to check out on this thing.
Jason,
it's just what we do in Memphis.
I agree.
So, again, if it's cool with Johnny, and I imagine it is, I'd have his tail out there starting because, again, I'm trying to jumpstart this thing.
And
this thing
way,
is on life support.
I would get on an air horn, and I would say, you know, Johnny's the guy. Johnny's the starter. Come out and see. Come
I'd be
on,
in the commercial
on.
Appeal telling him, you know what? We think he's
no
good
doubt.
Enough. He's
no
Yeah,
doubt.
We're going to put him under center.
I mean, this
like,
guy
that's
was
why
a
we added him to our
NFL
football
draft
team.
Pick.
You got, what, four games left? Two of them or three? Of them are at home.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're out of the playoff hunt for the most part. You're the worst team in the league.
Absolutely.
If there is a laughing stock in the league, it is you. Why not try to get this thing turned around with a jolt?
Right.
and put the guy in under center again if he thinks he's ready.
You know, the Memphis Hustle wouldn't bring in Michael Jordan just to sit on the bench. You got to play him. Who knows how good he still is today? But if you're going to do it, you got
to
go
all in. You're trying to, for one, you know.
Absolutely.
Get the people excited.
Because let's be clear about this. They know the score, too. They have to, right? They have to know they need
help.
They're
acting like it's still, like this is still, you know, I hate to use the word credible because, again, I hope it succeeds. But right now they're still treating it like it's some, you know, football organization that right now if you rush him back too soon, you may ruin him. For what? Ruin what? You've got to get
the integrity of the team, Jason. The integrity.
Like, wasn't that ruined when you
the backbone of our team.
Wasn't that ruined when you stayed with Christian Hackenberg as long as you did? Wasn't any real integrity ruined then?
No, there was never any integrity, let's be honest. So I agree. I think we're on the same page here. My God. So
go ahead and start him. Gong. Y'all brought him to town and made the foot when you're not going to start him.
Bennett,
come on.
This is a rare moment where Jason and I are in a complete and total agreement. Can you believe it? We've done it. We have found some common ground.
I shouldn't have used Saul Smith and Mike Miller in the same sentence.
That was out of bounds.
I tell you what, that one triggered you.
No, that one was just, I think too. That one was out of bounds.
That was.
Saul Smith is one of the worst. I mean, he is worse than Jason Gardner. Okay, even worse than Jason, because at least Jason Gardner got a visit from Trayvon Blewett. He is worse than any assistant that has ever, ever hearkened on that Memphis
game. Why are you making this statement like I'm comparing the two as assistants? We just talked about this off air.
I'm not
comparing them as assistants. One John is a guy who did nothing. One's one who's got a crown around his head, a halo.
One is,
and he is anointed and special, and nothing in this country is like him.
Nothing in this world.
And yet, we will hold both. I think we can do it. Both accountable for the recruits they are assigned. And right now, John, again, I will tell you, it's zero Saul, zero anointed one.
But
it's just the facts, bro.
Next story.
I know, Bennett, you'd get so scared.
Saul was here for 2 years and the score was zero. That will not be the case for Mike Miller.
I believe it. I believe Mike's coming back and going to deliver.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think Memphis fans should feel the same way. More common ground. Let's just do this for the rest of the show. Let's just find common ground. Let's switch it up.
Okay.
Let's find some common ground. Next story, Mike Trout. Let's see if we can find some common ground on this one. You know my MLB takes are hot fire. 12 years, $430 million. Dollars. That's the extension with the Los Angeles Angels. That will keep Mike Trout there. Through 2030, he will be 38 years old. Obviously, the previous largest deal in the majors was Bryce Harper's $330 million deal. This absolutely smashes that. What are we doing?
That's the money here? Bryce Harper was hoping for.
What are we doing in the majors here where we're handing out $430 million over 12 years? That just seems ridiculous.
I text my wife this morning and go, yo, Noah is playing baseball. There is no question about it.
Unless he's a starting quarterback. And if he's got your hips and legs, he's going to be okay.
Dude, Matt Ryan is the highest paid player in the NFL. He makes $150 million.
Hips and legs?
Thick.
Yeah, that ain't no quarterback. That's a fullback. Bennett's a fullback.
He makes three times as much as the highest paid NFL player.
Yeah, but Bennett's built more like Mike Allstott than, you know, Joe Theismann.
I'm just saying, give him a good solid carriage.
Yes.
Right? A little good solid bottom, and he can play.
I think we need to, you know.
I don't know if I want him playing football.
See, I'm talking about me. I don't have that girth.
I agree, but I think Noah needs to be more like a, you know, Larry Zonka type.
We're just going to let him choose, and I'm going to support it, whatever he decides.
That sounds good.
Be the next great white running back. That's what we need. We got Christian McCaffrey, you know.
How the Phillies going to make their move now on Mike Trout, like they talked about, and Bryce Harper said he's going to recruit him. Now that he's signed up, feels like forever.
It was
12 years, right?
Yep, 12 years, $430 million. That is so much money. You don't even want me to sit down and break out the calculations for how much money that is a day, a minute, a second. It's ridiculous. Listen, we know Mike Trout is awesome. Obviously, he wouldn't be getting this extension and this kind of money if he wasn't. But my goodness, it is striking. 400, and like, he, you know, he's going to be 38. You know?
I bet you could walk around Memphis and ask this, you know, and 75% of the city wouldn't know who he is.
Oh, I agree completely.
That's not a Memphis problem. That's a baseball problem.
I think you could do that in most markets.
Your highest paid guy in the sport, and barely anybody knows who he is.
Mike Trout could be at Brookhaven right now.
Yeah, now that is true.
And nobody would know.
Oh, he could sit and have a drink and not be bothered.
Yes. Like, I mean, how many people would know if Mike Trout was just at any restaurant or any bar right now? like everybody's having the conversation about most famous, you know.
You get a couple. You get a couple.
You think so? Would you recognize Mike Trout?
I mean, you put the hat on him and all that, where he's just not out, you know. Yeah, I think I would.
I think if he played for the Yankees, the Red Sox, he would be a
That's part of it, too.
He is a big, like, he is 6'2".
Or even the Cubs.
He is a taller guy. So, like, you would notice that. But, I mean, he's just got a, you know, he looks kind of like a normal guy, dude. You know, and he's
normal
not,
white dude, huh?
I mean, yeah. Might have played at an SEC baseball school or something.
Not as special as Mike.
I mean, he plays
not
for
that
the,
they are.
He plays for the second most popular team in his state. Like,
yeah.
You know?
No doubt about it. So, anyway, congratulations to Mike Trout and his great-great-great-grandkids because he just signed a $430 million contract extension. Now, let's go to Jason for more Saul Smith talk.
Next story.
That was pretty good.
That was funny. I am going to keep it in college basketball. It's not about Saul Smith, but it is about a former Tiger. Another former Tiger. His name is Dedrick Lawson, and he made USA Today's All-America team. I think we can give Dedrick Lawson a round of applause for that.
Absolutely.
Can we around
we can.
Here?
We can. I mean, you're just
thank you.
Jason is
do people
just,
still love Dedrick Lawson?
He's committed to just going full heel today as Jason Smith.
Do people still love Dedrick, John?
Yeah, hey. Keelan Lawson, did we mention he won his fourth straight state championship?
Absolutely, we mentioned him. I'm hoping to get him in here this week with his two sons, and including Chandler, who won his fourth in 4 years.
Amazing.
This week with that gold ball. Here's the news. Dedrick Lawson, first team USA Today All-America. Here's the rest of the team. Marcus Howard from Marquette, R.J. Barrett from Duke, Zion Williamson, of course, from Duke. And joining Dedrick as a forward on that team is Rui Hachimura from Gonzaga. Pretty good list for Dedrick Lawson, who this season, despite all of Kansas's woes, right? Gerald Vick leaves the team. Had some NCAA ineligibility issues. He averages 19.1 points, 10.3 rebounds per game. KenPom, I thought was interesting when looked, had him as its 10th rated player in its player of the year standings. Much of that, obviously, he drops down because Kansas didn't end up winning. The Big 12 doesn't end up winning very big. They're a four seed in the NCAA tournament, been higher. Number one, if that Kansas team doesn't fall apart. Number two, if they'd won more. He was the game MVP 17 times this season. That's fifth most nationally. Good season for Dedrick Lawson. Here's the take. When they transferred, Dedrick Lawson and KJ Lawson, when Dedrick transferred out to Kansas, and we talked to Dad, we've had him on since, the plan was, it's what they were told by the NBA people when they, you know, remember they sort of tested the waters there for a while, and were told, look, if he can go average that double-double you averaged at Memphis in the Big 12, in a Power 5 conference. This was how Keelan explained it to me. Then he will have raised his stock to a point where people won't be able to pass him up, where we know he will get, we're telling you he will get drafted. And I think Dedrick Lawson will get drafted. Is he a high first-round pick? No. But what you cannot deny, because he's done it now, at whatever level these scouts keep pushing at him, and, well, we're not sure with what you did the AAC. We need to see it with in the Big 12. Let's see it with a Power 5. He's done it at all levels. You cannot deny the kid's production. Somebody's going to give him a shot, whether it's through the draft, you know, as a late first-round pick, second-round pick, whatever, or, you know, as a free agent eventually. Dedrick Lawson's going to get a shot, and he deserves it. Yes, I know athletically he leaves something to be desired, but from an IQ standpoint and from a production standpoint,
yep.
You don't do much better in college basketball than Dedrick Lawson.
Would it surprise you if this dude ends up on the Spurs and just has
no,
like an eight-year career?
I keep envisioning, because that seems like the team that would wait on him, develop him,
yep.
And by the time he gets there, he's a better slow-mo.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Something like
yes.
that.
But, I mean, you know, more skilled. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree completely.
He might be there where they draft.
He's young. Yeah. You know, they have a tendency to do that and kind of stash guys away and wait on them. And, you know, they'll do that. I've always thought if there was a team that he'd fit perfectly, it's them, because they're willing to wait.
So are you say you think he could go in the first round?
If it's first round, it's going to be late first round.
And that's where they'll be, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking like they're looking pretty good right now. Did you see him beat Golden State last night?
Yeah.
Pop's got him where he wants him.
So, I've always liked Dedrick's game. Always been a fan of Dedrick's game, and congratulations.
Was that
to
somebody
him.
From UNLV texting you there?
It was an unknown number, which always freaks me out.
Oh, what's the Vegas? What's the Vegas area code, Bennett?
It always freaks when it's
we
an
need to
when
check it,
it when it says unknown caller. That means they've star 67'd it, right?
I mean, that's, yes,
yeah. So that definitely creeps me out. But yeah,
man, anyway. I'm on Mike Miller watch around here.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway,
and I will be vigilant.
Congratulations to Dedrick Lawson for
you okay?
Terrific year. Yeah, I'm good.
There's
I'm all
cough
good.
Cough button right there if you need it.
It doesn't work. That's for this mic.
Oh.
That's for this mic. Anyway, go ahead. I got another one.
Next story.
Speaking of recruiting, Trenton Watford, according to AL.com, he, of course, is a Memphis Tiger target.
Here we go.
We're getting down to it.
Let's do it, John.
What do you want to know?
Bring it home.
Trenton Watford is going to make his decision. He's going to make his decision, he says, likely at the Jordan Brand Classic. That is on 420. That is on April the 20th in Las Vegas.
Penny Hardaway.
I thought you'd tell him it's coming up.
Like, so it's not like imminent.
In the next week or two.
It's not imminent. He's narrowed his choices
420.
To Alabama, Duke, Memphis, LSU, and Indiana, as you guys know.
I'm going to take a guess and say he's not picking LSU anymore.
I think that's true. It is going to be interesting to see what happens with Trenton Watford. Now, there is a little bit of controversy about this because at the AAC tournament, and you brought this to my attention, there was a message board post about from a fan who claims he had an interaction with me about Trenton Watford.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
And I would like to go ahead and say for the record that I did have an interaction with a fan at the AAC tournament about Trenton Watford.
What did that fan ask you?
So I'm walking from, I think it's like I'm coming out of halftime for.
Was it the James Davis suit?
Well, I wore two.
Was that casual day for you?
I wore two James Davis suits.
Yeah, was it? Which one? Was this casual day?
I can't remember which day it was. Odds were better that it was a James Davis suit day.
Yeah, because that can explain. You could be feeling yourself in those James Davis suits. It might explain your answer.
I think it was Saturday.
Okay.
I think it was the Saturday game against Houston.
Go right ahead.
I'm coming out, but I appreciate you asking because I do think you're right on that. You know, if it's casual, you know, I probably don't really want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But if it's James Davis Day, let's hold court. So anyway, I'm coming out of halftime, and a fan yells my name. You know, John Martin. So I turn around and I see him and I identify him.
Hello.
And I was like, hey man, what's you know? I mean, I'm walking, so and he's like in the he's probably like in the fifth or sixth row behind the separation or whatever.
I think we might have talked to the same guy.
We might have.
He was asking me where Lester was.
Oh, did he ask you?
Yeah.
So this is clearly the same gentleman.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I tried to point him out. Couldn't find him. Lester. Anyway, go right ahead.
White guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Glasses.
Yeah. I don't remember if he had glasses or not. It didn't look that long. But he asked me. He says, John, we getting trending? And this is a moment where I want to be honest with this guy. But it's hard to really elaborate and expound upon my answer because I'm walking and I'm not.
You're walking and there are people around him.
Exactly.
So you're having a conversation over.
So them. I'm thinking, I'm like, what can I tell this guy? Do I want to tell him yes? Or do I want to tell him maybe? Do I want to tell him no?
Well, you used to tell us yes all the time.
I did. So I've learned my lesson on this. So I said no. The Tigers are not getting Trenton Watford. But after, this is a very important part that did not make the message board post, Jason.
I need the news to get better much faster.
I saw the message board post and I looked back to him, right? After I said no,
yeah,
and I gave him a thumbs up. I did that on purpose. I didn't want him to think that I'm just saying Memphis ain't getting nobody. I gave him a thumbs up.
Oh, that was the but we straight thumbs up.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. I was like, it's all good though. Like it's all good. So I can confirm I did tell that gentleman that Memphis would not be getting Trenton Watford,
which is a complete 180, John. That was a long winded way to get to a complete 180 in
John.
Thank you, Bennett.
John, you got to do better.
Because there was a time when you thought this was a done deal. There was a time when we thought if LSU backed out, and why wouldn't they? Because, you know, back out from trending sense and because of the trouble they're having with Will Wade, that we thought, okay, that'd be good for Memphis. Yes. Is Duke involved or not?
Yes.
He's obviously on the finalist list. They're obviously on the finalist
list.
Which
I did say three weeks ago that Duke was going to be more of a player than I initially thought. So I did say that. I mean, I did say that.
But we were getting to a point where it felt like the percentages were going up rather than down. So what has changed?
Well, I think, first of all, like, recruiting changes all the time. Like, I don't need to tell you that, but, I mean, I think sometimes people forget that we're talking about, you know, 17-year-old kids with a lot of moving parts, like, a lot of moving parts. I mean, LSU, who knew that Will Wade was going to be, you know, basically standing trial for paying players by the end of this year? And I couldn't have known that, you know? We'll see what happens at Memphis, right? I think in terms of the immediate future at the University of Memphis – we've talked about the scholarship situation, right? We've talked about the scholarship situation, how much they have, probably two if you're stretching three. And so Memphis's targets, as we know, are Trenton, Precious, and Lester. Well, they have to add Lester. They've got to add another guard who can shoot the ball.
Agreed.
So he's, I mean, they're reserving a spot for him.
To hit the graduate transfer market because you have to get another guard.
They're reserving a spot for Lester, no question about it. He's got one of the two.
With you so far.
And so then it comes down to
I got a voicemail from this number that was unknown, but now I have the number. So that's interesting on the voicemail. So we'll have to check that during the break. But then it comes down to one spot potentially for Precious and Trendon.
Okay, still with you.
Precious and Lester, as we know, are road dogs. You know, like they were trying to get on a visit together to the University of Memphis at one point before some scheduling conflicts came up. So when I say that I don't think Memphis is getting Trendon, it's because I think they're getting Precious and Lester. That's why. Now, if Precious doesn't commit before, I do think it's a situation of Trendon deciding he wanted to commit tomorrow, you have to take him, right?
Right.
But I don't think that, obviously that's not going to happen. So that's why I say that I don't think at this juncture right now Memphis is getting Trendon, because I do think the more immediate priorities have become Precious and Lester, because that really does feel like a combo package deal type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be good news for the Tigers. In this instance, yes, we've all been stuck on Trendon Watford. Precious is ranked higher.
He is.
And in that instance, if they get those two, you move up to number one class?
Correct.
Trendon Watford and Lester Quinones didn't get you to number one, right?
Precious Achiuwa is a top 10 guy.
Precious and Lester Quinones get you to number one.
Yes. And so
that would be why.
And Precious and Lester sort of have the same, not to go too inside baseball, but like, you know how when you cover recruiting, there's always like mentors and coaches that are kind of just involved?
Yeah.
They have the same guy.
Which makes it easier to recruit both of them.
More streamlined. Now, again,
I can understand that completely.
Memphis has a long-standing relationship with Trendon Watford, as we know. Penny loves Trendon Watford. Like, we know that. But I do think just the way that this thing has kind of taken shape, I feel better at this moment about Precious and Lester coming together than I do Trendon.
If you had to take a guess today, where does Trendon end up?
See, that's
just out of curiosity.
That is the part of this.
Have things changed with Bama? Is he going to end up at Duke?
Man, it would not.
Because it feels like that one's back wide open if you're not, you know what I mean?
It does. Now, obviously, again, Memphis is not going to stop recruiting Trendon Watford. You don't do that. I don't want that to get confused. Like,
no, we understand that.
But it is going to be interesting to see, because how interested is Duke, right? Like, are they going to bring him in on a visit? LSU, we know, is a non-starter. You can't go to LSU now. You don't want to do that. Indiana, it doesn't feel like they were ever really serious in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a chance that at the end of it all, Trendon decides he wants to stay home and play at Alabama, you know?
Auburn, Alabama he was at when he was supposed to go on the Duke
yeah.
one? Is that the game he showed up at? Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if by the, you know, if a Kansas came in or something like that, you know.
I just don't feel like Avery Johnson's done enough.
I agree.
Has he to make you believe in him if you're turning Watford? I know you got the whole state pulling on you saying go, and I know that can be strong. But if I'm him, what has Avery done at this point?
Avery was there, you know, when I was in Vegas in July. I mean, that's almost a year ago. But, I mean, he came to all of Trendon's games with Hoop City. You know, so he definitely was recruiting.
Oh, he had to. He's the home state. I mean, you're supposed to get the number one kid in the state.
But, you know, that's the interesting thing about Trendon is like, okay, these spots are all kind of shaky, you know? They're all kind of shaky in terms of where you end up.
No way they get Precious and Trendon, just to get that on the, right? No way they get Precious.
I would be shocked. Because, I mean,
again,
don't forget DJ Jeffries coming in.
The front court is, that's what I'm talking about, from small forward to five, from three to five,
no
you
doubt.
Have got bodies on top of bodies, right?
Like, absolutely.
So, no, you wouldn't take both.
Absolutely.
Now, is Precious not more small forward at 6'7", a little bit thinner than Trendon?
My understanding is that Precious is a four-man.
Okay.
That's my understanding. Now, obviously,
thin four.
There are, you know, possessions.
Like Lance Thomas is a four-man.
Yeah.
Thomas
is another guy. Like Penny loves Lance Thomas.
That's what I'm telling you. The strength next season is the front court. Don't forget about Lance. Penny loves him. They think he's one of the best bigs on the team. It would have been this year.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's it's going to be very interesting to see how it all.
That's why
out.
You don't need Trendon and Precious.
You've got
to get another guard. You have to get Lester.
That won't work.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because then
there's
you're
too many. It's a logjam.
You're going to have
that power and small forward.
You're going to have disgruntled players. Guys are going to want to leave. You know, Kentucky can do that because Kentucky's moving guys out. You know, every year they got talented players all come and play together, and then they all go to the NBA.
Another question for you, just because I haven't seen much of him, just know where he's ranked. Is Precious a one and done?
He can be. He could be.
Okay, I don't look as Trendon as a one and done.
Exactly.
I don't. James is the one that's one and done.
James,
and you're saying Precious
has
a top 10 guy.
Yep.
Most top 10 guys do.
Yep. Okay. So that's in terms of like looking at, you know, outlook for the 2020 class, you know, because you got to think about, you know, Jalen Green, right? RJ Hampton.
And people talking about one or if not both still reclassified.
You got to get some of these dudes out. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You got to get some of them out. So. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of guys who could leave after 1 year, if Precious ends up coming, he and James for sure. Precious, if he has a good enough year, he's got the physical tools, right? You could see that. But yeah, man, I think there's a chance. But if I had to say today, I don't think Trenton Wofford ends up at Memphis, and that's strictly just because the way that the timeline of it all.
Ben, we've been saying his name so long around here, it almost felt like he was already on the roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I get Precious Achiuwa,
I mean, it's
fine
just
with
it
me.
Is what it is. You know,
yeah.
It is what it is. He's ranked higher than Trenton. He just is.
Need two of the three, John.
I agree with you. They do need two of the three.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and I'm not making excuses for anybody.
And just be Lester. You're with me on that.
Oh,
I need
no question.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, any assistant coach, as you said, has to deliver on those kids. You know, when they get this job, you can't just not bring kids in. I agree with that. I would never argue with that.
So, well,
I think they will.
I've been, you know, seriously, in fairness to Mike, and look, I like I said, right now I'm feeling like he's going to be back, everything's going to be fine. Where's Sam's dudes?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to hold them all accountable, right? All right? So, anyway, if Sam does go to Mercer, you know, that one seems a little different. Let's be real. Mike's relationship with these kids, you saw Jalen Green, R.J. Hampton retweeting interest about Mike Miller and UNLV. It doesn't feel like there's that same kind of pull that Sam has with
right.
the recruits.
No question.
So I don't know what you know. Obviously, he's a great coach, former NBA Coach of the Year.
Yes.
But, yeah, come on. What was he supposed to be tied to Green to start, right?
Yeah, no doubt. But in case people get butthurt about this segment, let me reiterate.
What is Emma going to get?
Well,
because you
mentioned Trenton was a name like we've been saying for a year.
Well,
people get attached.
But I also came right after that, and I think I speak for most Memphis fans to say, if you get the higher ranked player, you are fine with putting Trenton. You don't need to double down on
absolutely.
It, John. Everybody heard
yes.
it. Everybody heard
sure.
it, John.
People,
we all heard it. You
people
have to make
who get
sure
butthurt.
I know you got to make sure you say it.
I got to cover my ass. But if it is Lester and Precious, it is the
Brother,
number one class.
That's one. We get that again.
I'm just making sure everybody else gets it.
Not getting Trenton. Need to get those two.
I agree completely.
All right. On the same page.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Clay Trapp's going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him about Johnny Manziel and more. Jason and John on 89FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Clay Trapp's going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him about Johnny Manziel, who has still not been officially announced as a starter for the Memphis Express, which, if he's not, will dramatically hinder attendance at that game on Sunday. And it's a Sunday. It's not even a Saturday this weekend.
That's right.
That will hurt. Sunday at 7?
Put him on in there. Let's see what he can do.
Sunday at 7. You're
right.
Yeah,
I think it's 7.
It won't be 25,000.
On NFL Network, too.
Even if Johnny's announced as a starter, it won't be 25,000, I don't think.
Y'all told me 25, and then we took it down to 15 for you. Will we even get that anymore?
We're going to take it down to 7,500 for you.
Oh, y'all, you and Bennett coming way down.
What's I said
from
15.
Your initial prediction.
I said 15.
You said you and John both were over yesterday.
I forgot it was a Sunday at 7. That's going to be a tough sell.
I forgot it was a Sunday at 7 as well. I'm a little
y'all
worried.
Y'all going to look a fool.
I'll stick with my prediction.
I say it. Can I? I'm going to take it down to 75.
Dude, the last game I was at, they announced 13,000. So yeah. What are we basing it on?
Y'all going to look like a couple of Rudy Poots on Monday when he doesn't play.
What's it, Rudy Poot? Not Rudy Poot.
We've made it clear where I come from on that.
Yeah, well, you won't be there this week to help with attendance. So that's a big blow to that organization that Bennett's no longer allowed out of the house on weekends. Because
it's just temporary.
He's been having too much damn fun. You know, you got to be a father of that kid, man. You got to be a father.
Okay, dude.
Who are you? That's hilarious that you would
say. I'm about to spend 3 straight weeks with him.
There you go.
Just me and him.
Well, I think it's warranted.
Is that the big paternity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big paternity?
I mean,
I like how you refer to it as the big paternity.
Yeah, Intercom's hooking me up with a little paternity lead.
Dude, I think this is the best thing ever.
That's the bit.
And I regret that I didn't take any. Because, I mean, we deserve it, too.
Well, you didn't have a kid when you were here.
I'm talking about the CA, fool. I only missed one game.
Did you get paternity at the CA?
You have to, but I think state law is some time off.
I'm pretty sure state law requires it.
I only took my one game off because I was worried I'd lose my job if I didn't get back to the thing. My wife's going crazy on me.
Yeah, you're right. Tennessee federal law.
Yeah, it's federal.
Eligible employees get up to 12 weeks.
Absolutely, and I think it's great because they're thinking about us, too. And Bennett's going to use his and take advantage of his, and I think that's awesome because I didn't do that. I regret it. Yeah, man, paternity. I call it the big paternity.
Oh, is it 12 weeks or just 4?
I'm out 3.
How many do you get? How many could you take?
I believe I can take 4.
Okay.
I'm going to be out 3.
I was in the middle of a basketball season.
We got daycare all set up.
So I couldn't really take it.
I'm sorry.
I've been replaced or laid off.
We're going to do some research on this. So the family, it's actually the law, the act is the Family Medical Leave Act. Or the FMLA, okay? It's FMLA for shorthand.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually gender neutral, so it applies to mothers and fathers. However, in Tennessee, the FMLA does not apply to men. Though if an employer offers paid or unpaid time off specifically for bonding with a new child, that benefit must be offered to both men and women equally. So in Tennessee, you don't get it's employer-based, according to this website. FairyGodBoss.com.
I thought you just said if the employer gives it to women, he's got to give it to men. I thought that was the last sentence. Maybe I misheard.
It's in Tennessee. So if the employer offers paid or unpaid time off specifically for bonding with a new child, that benefit must be offered. So I think that's what they're saying is like, you know, maternity. How long is maternity leave? It's 12 weeks.
That's what my wife got. Yeah. That's the pot of gold right
it's four
there.
4 weeks at Intercom.
My
Thankfully,
wife
they
texted,
offer it.
She said, you should regret you didn't take paternity leave. And I do. That don't make me feel any more guilty about it than I already do, babe.
What season would this have been?
Oh, gosh. 2014-15.
Oh, God.
2014. I got to know when my son's born. 2014. It's the 14-15 part of the season.
Yeah, I would have just resigned at that point. Forget paternity leave. I would have just left my job covering that rat team.
Well, I mean, you had to figure that something was going to come after Josh, and then might get, you know, people might care.
Yeah, you're right.
About
no,
the,
they,
about
you,
the
and you got Tubby.
I got good old hello there.
When Tubby got the job, you were the beat writer, right? Still?
Correct.
What was your reaction to when he got the job? Like, what did you think as the beat writer?
I actually thought it was going to work.
You did?
Yeah. I had bought into the. It wasn't a. Oh, you didn't see me tweeting. Great hire for Memphis. This one's going to. No, I wasn't one of those. I was more along the lines of, okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were in that boat.
I think we talked ourselves into it.
No,
right?
Yeah.
We said, well, they're not messing this up because, again, Josh, the question always was, can he coach? At least with Tubby Smith, you'll never ask that question here in Memphis again
yep.
because you know he's a future Hall of Famer. And so it didn't take you long to get to that point. But I think immediately, I'm going to be real honest with you, we didn't talk much about that. And not, again, this is with all due respect, in that opening presser is where I think we maybe that for the first time we went, and I'm not just talking about him throwing the guns.
No, I'm just
talking about he went on and remember, and we just like excitement around our stuff. You know what I mean? We like pizzazz, like Penny's thing. It was like a family reunion. I know part of that's unfair to Tubby because Penny's a legend here, but that's where I think we, maybe even that first day in that first presser down at FedEx Forum, remember it was open to the public.
Yep.
And he went into the long sort of
did it in the arena.
Yeah, yeah. And it was okay.
Yep.
It's gonna be okay, right? And that was just a mistake on the guns. And he just and that was symbolic, I would say, of just he just wasn't able to get out in the community and sort of get folks excited about Tiger basketball.
Yeah. The way I remember
bad fit is the way you put it. Class man, class coach, bad fit.
The way I remember talking about it was, you know, if he can just get the best kids in Memphis, he'll be fine.
No one was dogging it. No one here locally.
Because everyone knew he could coach.
No one here locally, like, it got hard. No one said, this is the wrong hire. No one said that. Said most folks were like, yeah, you know what? Maybe it does. African-American coach in a predominantly African-American city, that's important to that program. Has been in the past. Look at Larry Finch. And they said, and the guy can coach. He's been, you know, at that point, what, 5 teams to the NCAA tournament? Only guy besides Lon Kruger to have done that. So, again, you were like, okay. And there were some that were, you know, I think excited to have a coach of his caliber.
Yeah, and then, you know, the era began.
And you immediately, we were talking about what were you covering then. Yeah, before that season starts, I'm out of there. Over here.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? And then the rest is history. We've created one of the greatest radio.
I don't know about all that, but yeah, you know, Tubby's out 2 years and Penny Hardaway's in. Here we are.
Yep. So that's always good to go down memory lane. All right, when we come back, the Memphis Grizzlies are in action tomorrow night. We got a new mock draft because the Grizzlies, ladies and gentlemen, will be picking in it. They will be selecting a player in the NBA draft.
It's not mathematically
it's not
done,
settled.
But it's.
Yeah, but they're going to.
We do this every time they play a game.
Yeah, they're going to.
Are they beating Houston tomorrow?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, we didn't think they were going to beat Portland and Utah, you know, when they were here last time.
I think we thought they were going to beat Washington, though, didn't we?
That was the backbreaker for me.
I'm looking at this weekend. There's a key little stretch this weekend that I'm looking at.
But, hey, is a draft not better in terms of the things we can talk about this summer than not having the pick? If you want to be a glass-half-full guy. This doesn't go with my plan. I'd rather convey the pick, but isn't having a pick better for us?
There is a mock draft over at ESPN.
Because we do mock drafts, baby.
And it's actually an intriguing one. We'll talk about it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Travis is going to join us at 1:25. We're going to talk to him about Johnny Manziel, about the NCAA tournament.
Vols.
He thinks the Vols were screwed.
What, the Columbus thing?
By Bennett's national champion pick,
yeah,
Cincinnati.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people didn't want to hear me talk about Cincinnati getting the 7th seed yesterday, because they're like, Jason, they're going to be in Columbus. Need a chance for them to beat Tennessee.
They got screwed by that seed, though. Let's be honest.
I think so.
What they got robbed.
AAC champion should get more higher than a 7, period. They had that already decided. It didn't help them at all to beat Houston that final day. They were going to be a 7 either way.
It is depressing when you're the AAC tournament champion and you only get a 7 seed. And they had a good
joke,
year.
Especially
you know?
When you're a league ranked higher than the Pac-12.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
So there is that. NIT, obviously, tonight. Memphis takes on San Diego inside FedEx Forum. So that will be something worth watching tonight. We'll get to that in our checkout time. I'm sure one of us here on the show will be watching. Bennett will have a two-screen experience, I'm predicting. One will be the game, and the other will be SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
But stay tuned to see if I'm correct. Stay tuned.
We'll see.
Okay, so the Memphis Grizzlies, they are a professional basketball team in town. Can I get a growl?
Bennett, I think they were hibernating a little bit there.
They were. We had to poke them a little bit, make sure they're still breathing. Are they? That's like
you got to put the mirror.
No, hadn't played in a minute.
You got to put the mirror underneath the nose do that old family dog to see if that.
It's one of our favorite games we play. Are the Grizzlies sleeping or dead? Who knows? So it turns out they're just sleeping. Everything is fine. They did lose to the Wizards over the weekend. So that was a big blow to the plan, to the grand plan that we always knew was shaky and shoddy anyway, of conveying the pick. So now it appears the odds are better, it would appear, for the Memphis Grizzlies keeping the pick. As opposed to conveying the, I mean, that's just true. The odds are better for them keeping it than they are to convey it at this point.
Unless they go on some amazing run coming up, you add that into the equation. Yes, I would agree with you. I mean, you got Houston on Wednesday here.
And it turns out the Warriors are going to have a little bit more to play for than we probably thought at the end of the year. I mean, it's not like they're running away from the league as they usually do.
Right.
You know, so there could be some seeding implications at the end of the year.
Got them twice. Maybe they sit on the last game, but I doubt they do it on the one before that.
And I think,
I think
you were counting those Warriors games as wins.
The one at the very end at home, I was like, they might be
resting. That one could be okay where they're sitting.
This weekend is the big important. At Orlando and Minnesota at home, back-to-back. That's big.
Well, you're losing at Orlando because you are not a good road team.
Correct.
Maybe.
And hopefully you do. If there's any chance conveying this pick, you're having to be, you're right, you're having to beat Minnesota here.
They probably need to go 2-0 this weekend.
It was a big win for the Grizzlies when they beat the Magic here. You know, it required a comeback effort.
I mean, it literally felt like anything was possible at that point.
Anything is possible.
They won 3 in a row.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we do have some bad news to report. The Grizzlies are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, so I know this is a very difficult blow for Bennett, who was still holding out that hope.
That they can make a run for the eighth seed.
You saw the other news that in terms of trying to convey things, going to be a little bit tougher because C.J. Miles won't be around. He's out for the rest of the season.
A key piece down for the Memphis Grizzlies.
I mean, he had 33 the other night.
He did.
I was going to say.
We wasted
C.J. Miles is a veteran.
That was against Atlanta, wasn't it?
I think so.
We wasted it.
The Grizzlies are in action tonight against the Houston Rockets. But anyway, we're not so
tomorrow
much
night.
Concerned. Did I say tonight?
Yes.
I meant tomorrow night. So the Grizzlies are in action tomorrow night against the Houston Rockets. But we're less interested in necessarily like that outcome than we are what's going to happen this summer. Will there be shakeups in the front office? Will the Grizzlies keep the pick? It appears as though they will keep the pick. And over at ESPN.com, I got to tell you, this is as excited as I've been about a mock draft since they started putting out mock drafts.
What?
Yeah. Yes. They've got the Memphis Grizzlies at number 6, selecting Cam Reddish from Duke.
Oh.
Now, I don't think Cam Reddish is going to be there at 6. But if he is, to me, that's a great pick.
Yeah, sign me up.
I'm here for Cam.
How tall is Cam?
Cam is 6'9".
6'9"?
Yeah, he's listed at 6'9".
6'6", 6'7".
Nah, bro. He is that new NBA wing, bro.
Yeah.
That is like
what's he shooting? 35-7-3 something.
Not a great shooter.
He's gonna have. That's what the potential is that he's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's just okay this year. Right? 35-36.
Yeah, exactly. He's shooting 35% from the field overall. That's not great. 33% from three. So he's not having the best year from the, percentage-wise.
Oh, Jesus, 33 from three?
Yeah, 33 from three.
I thought 35 was from three.
Yeah, but...
overall.
But, you know, just the physical tools with him, though, man. Like, you need a guy like that. You know, explosive, can get better, right? Can get better with the percentages. You know, he averages 14 a game, basically, for this very talented Duke team. They need a scoring punch. Why not a guy like Cam Reddish? I mean, who would be better for? You're talking about constructing a team.
Right.
You need Cam Reddish. You need a guy like Cam Reddish.
Well, dude, you've needed wing scoring forever.
Exactly.
As far as I can remember back with this.
So if
franchise,
he's there at 6, I'm all over that.
I mean, I guess what's the bust potential of this guy? How much of what he's doing is and could do what he could do is based on ball's not in his hands much with RJ and Zion there. You expect. Even Wendell Carter was talking about that coming away from Duke where it's more of a team concept, got so much talent on the rest of the squad that I didn't get nearly as much as I could have. You suspect there's plenty of that with Cam. A guy could probably average 20, 22, 23 points if one of them, R.J. Barrett or Zion's not there.
Right.
But
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.